Florence, beneath the sun, of cities fairest one, exclaimed the poet Shelley in a poem after having spent the latter part of the year 1819 in Florence. According to his wife, he had passed several hours daily in the gallery and made various notes on its ancient works of art. Shelley was neither the first nor the last lover of the arts to be charmed by the city on the Arno, the home of the Medicis, Lully, Cherubini, where the works of Botticelli, Da Vinci, Raphael enrich the mind of the beholder and will forever remain as treasured souvenirs. Florence Nightingale was named after the city in which she was born. Dostoevsky wrote The Idiot there in 1868, and in Florence, Elizabeth Barrett Browning lies buried. A plaque on the house on Via San Leonardo commemorates the fact that Tchaikovsky lived there during his visit in 1878. That we learn from notes by Frank Hedman for this recording. As we've just heard, so many musicians and artists have sought the beauty of the surroundings in a place like Florence to relax, to be restored, to be inspired. And there is something of that theme in our day. So many creative individuals spend time away from home during the summer in beautiful settings like Tanglewood, honing their skills, sharing their talents, learning new works, growing as artists and as people. That was the goal of a summer program in our region founded 40 years ago this year in Eaglesmere in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania. It was called Music in the Mountains, and it was directed by cellist Deborah Reeder and violinist Barbara Sonies of the esteemed Philadelphia Trio as an intensive program in the study of chamber music. For the past several seasons, alumni of Music in the Mountains have returned to beautiful Eaglesmere to perform together in what is called a Star Alumni Concert. The next will be held Sunday, August 14th at 4 in the afternoon at the David Dwyer Center in Eaglesmere, and we had a chance to speak by phone with co-founder cellist Deborah Reeder about Eaglesmere, about Music in the Mountains, and about the gathering on Sunday, August 14th.
I founded the Music in the Mountains program in 1976. That's the year I bought my house up here, too. And for the first year, it was only 1 week long, and it was just cellists. And actually, I think we had a pianist, but we had a total of like four students. The next year, it grew to, I think, 10 days, and we added violins. No wonder we had, I guess we had violas back in that time. In those days, people would stay in various people's homes, the students. And they're all high school age, by the way, generally, let's say 11 to, well, even up to about 20. We've had them in, you know, early stages of college. And eventually, it grew to 2 weeks. And then we started housing them in the Players Lodge, which is the building right next to the sweet shop in Eaglesmere. It's called Players Lodge because years ago, the people that used to act at the Playhouse, including some very famous actors you probably know, such as Paul Newman, I think, was one that had been here. That was why it was Players Lodge, but it was also used by us and by the ETC group, which is Ensemble Theater Community. They had a high school age drama program. They are no longer doing that, and we stopped doing the workshop, maybe 4 years ago, something like that. But I'm very tenacious and hated to see the whole thing come to a total end. So I contacted some of the alumni over the years and said, would you like to come back and do a Star Alumni, we call it, concert? Well, the first year we did it, we had like 14 people on that concert. That was a bit unwieldy. So the next couple of years, we dropped to about six students. This is by our choice. And the last couple of years, we've had seven students, which consists of a string quartet, two violins, two violas, and two cellos, and a pianist. So with that combination, you can do an awful lot of things. Just looking at the program for this year, we'll do several things with piano quartet. That's a Mozart movement. These are only movements that we do. A movement of a Mozart piano quartet number 2, the E-flat one, and a slow movement of a Brahms piano quartet. A gorgeous piece in C minor. And that will be interspersed with a piano quintet movement by Doc Nanyi. It's a scherzo movement, and a scherzo movement also of Shostakovich piano quintet, which is a great piece. Then we have other things such as a movement of a Grieg string quartet and a movement of a Debussy string quartet and a piece that is a particular favorite of mine that we've done portions of before. It's a Tchaikovsky Souvenir of Florence for a string sextet. Just the most gorgeous piece. So that's the variety. And I can tell you a little bit about the people that are coming. Two violinists, Philip Carter, who's been going to one of the SUNY Stonybrook, I think, graduate work in violin, and Rachel Siegel, violinist who has moved back to Philadelphia, but she was in the Colorado Symphony for quite a while, and she is still concertmaster of Central City Opera. So those are our two violinists. And the violists, one, his name is Kyle Smith, has quite a career going in Baroque performance or standard repertory. He was just out, I think he's home now, in Carmel, at the Carmel Bach Festival, California. It's the second year of doing that. He has a group that has recorded and is quite busy. So he's very fine. And the other violist is Andrew Weaver. He and Rachel Siegel, by the way, were some of our older members. They're in their early 40s. So we tend to call them as kids, but, you know, still as kids, but they're hardly kids anymore. He is head of the theory department, musicology department, at Catholic University in Washington, D.C. That takes care of the upper strings, the lower two strings. One of them, his name is Mitchell Lyon. All these people, of course, are former students. Our program will list the years that they were here. You know, if people come to the concert, they'll see that. And I think he's finished his graduate work at Juilliard. He also does some crossover things with fiddle camp type thing. But he's still living in New York and freelancing in New York and doing some teaching. And the other cellist, her name is Mimi Morris. That was her maiden name. It's now Mimi Morris hyphen Kim. She lives in the Princeton area and has a very busy career, many students. And I was delighted to work with her at the Pennsylvania Ballet Orchestra, which I'm a regular member of. And lo and behold, she was there substituting for someone. And I thought, my goodness, here's Mimi. You know, this goes back a while. You feel like you're working with a multi-generational bunch of people. And that's what the music business is about, really. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing about it. So that's our group. Oh, and the pianist, Martha Mingle. We had the same pianist here for a number of years, Rachel Kane, you may remember that name, but she just got a very good teaching position at Sidwell, famous school in Washington, D.C., where the Obama girls go. So it was just too much for her. This is her beginning of that particular part of her career. So we have another pianist who was with us, I think, 2 years, some time ago. Her name is Martha Mingle, and she lives in New York. And it's very busy teaching and playing all kinds of things. So we're looking forward to having her back. So they will play on Sunday, August 14th at 4 p.m. at the Dwyer Center, which is the same place. The Commer Music Concert where I participated in July was held there. And you probably know that they just had this past Saturday the Capitol Steps come on the Friends of the Arts program. I understand it was a roaring success and sold out and all of that kind of thing. So there's quite a variety going on with the Friends of the Arts.
It sounds like these musicians want to come back. They must feel fondly about their experience.
Extremely fondly. They love it. And now we have the hospitality of a good friend, and actually former one of our campers, that offers their house to these former students. But that only works when you have, you know, you can't have a whole gang of them. The first year was sort of a gala thing, and we just be a lot of fun with programming. But this works out very well, and they will also play in various churches Sunday, the morning of the day of the concert, which is August 14th. Four of them will play at the Presbyterian Church here in town, and possibly a couple of them, if they want, might play at the Episcopal Church. But we've had a tradition of them playing when students in all four churches, we used to cover all four of them, because that helped us publicize the concerts. It makes us part of the community, too. So we look forward to it. It's a lot of fun, you know, of revisiting some of these wonderful pieces. I have to say that the program represents pieces that happen to be favorite pieces of mine. And so I'm vicariously playing with them. We don't really coach them now. We just listen to a couple of dress rehearsals and make comments. But they've been sent the music at least a month ago. And so they'll come together, as we professionals do, maybe never having worked with somebody else before. But in this case, that's not the case. But so they learn the music in a short time and then perform it. Before, we had the same music really for... That's not true. We did two different programs worth of music in the 2 weeks. One would have been in the churches and the other was a concert. So we've kept them very busy as students, and this is a very short period of returning to their musical Eaglesmere roots. They will arrive on Thursday. I think someone's coming Wednesday night. And they'll get together to rehearse as soon as they all get here and just have those couple of days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then play on Sunday. But this is the way it works for we professionals in general. You know, you don't necessarily work on that same music for months ahead of time. It's a luxury you have as a student that you don't have as a professional. So it's good for them to be doing things in shorter time cycle too.
And you told me when we've talked before about the experience you had in Maine and what a formative experience that was for you, and that you have had wonderful experiences yourself in this way.
I think that it's a very common thing. Well, it's a two-week experience that we used to do here. It would have been equivalent to at least 2 months of normal time frame. Well, the first two summers that I went to a camp were at Interlochen in Michigan, National Music Camp. And that's wonderful, but extremely competitive. It's just amazing. They now, of course, they have an Interlochen Academy that goes year-round. But then it was 8 weeks long. So I did that, and then I spent one summer at Tanglewood. And then the summers that were the most incredible for me were in Maine at a place called Kneisel Hall, which is in Blue Hill, Maine, on the Maine coast. And it made me a Maine addict. I just have to get there. Can't let too many years go by without returning to Maine. But I have to say that Eaglesmere is a sublimation, really, of Maine. Oh, and may I read a little something to you that was in the Philadelphia Inquirer? It mentioned Eaglesmere. It's extremely interesting. This was in the Sunday, June 12th, arts section of the Philadelphia Inquirer. It was written by Peter Dobrin. He says, time was summer in Philadelphia meant a vacation for and from the arts. Classical groups in particular tended to throw up their hands and wait for audiences to return from Long Beach Island, Eaglesmere, or Maine. Now, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I saw this, because when you mention Eaglesmere to people, you know, from a city like Philadelphia, there are only two possible reactions to that. Either, oh, my grandparents were married there, or where? They never heard of it. But Eaglesmere has really come. I was really just flabbergasted to see that there. So Eaglesmere is famous in certain circles.
The wonderful thing is that you're able to do what you love and bring musicians you respect to Eaglesmere so that the natural beauty can be complemented by the artistic beauty of the music as
mm-hmm.
well.
Well, I did long for having a house in Maine, but that's not practical. And I suddenly had a light bulb went off in my head. There's Eaglesmere, because my parents were from the little town of Muncie. All my relatives, all my ancestors are from this part of the state. That means Muncie, Hughesville, Williamsport. I spent a part of the summer in La Porte when I was five, and I remember learning about picking blueberries and, you know, being able to paddle, not a canoe, I guess it was a lifeboat type thing. And so I became addicted then, and then I played at one of the musicians that played at the Crestmont Inn. So I have a lot of Eaglesmere in my blood, and it is a wonderful place.
Would you pick a movement from this upcoming program and tell us a little bit more about it, whether it be the Tchaikovsky or the Brahms?
I would say it would be the Tchaikovsky Souvenir of Florence, which is not that well-known a piece. But first of all, there is a particular sound that you get from a string sextet. The most difficult thing about working in the string sextet is everybody has such fun digging in, and then the sonority is so fantastic. Two violins, two violas, and two cellos. Very, very rich. But it's difficult, as a professional musician, to get groups together to play such a piece. You know, the presenters have to be able to afford to pay six people rather than four. And I only performed this piece once myself. That was when I was a member of Philadelphia Orchestra, and this was with some other orchestra musicians. But I fell in love with it, and I just adore it, and I think the students do too. But this is not an easy piece to put together. We're doing the slow movement this time, which is not quite the... I think a couple of the students were sort of... Their minds were boggled when they got into this piece when we did it 2 years ago, the first movement of it. It's quite something to get together. But that, to me, is a highlight of the program, just because of the sound of that. Of course, Brahms wrote two fantastic string sextets, and we have done some of each of those. So there is a lot of wonderful chamber music literature to do. Of course, I've done much of it in my life with the Philadelphia Trio, and also with cellos of the Amato Quartet. Oh, another piece I think I forgot to mention was the Gershwin Lullaby, which is a beautiful little piece that he wrote for string quartet. It's not an arrangement. Because I think from the audience standpoint, the variety is important. Last summer, we did two movements of the Smetana Quartet, or My Life, because I think it's important for students and audience to hear that classical music is not just the three B's, you know, which is fantastic, but there are other composers that maybe you don't hear enough of. And so that's why I'm putting the Grieg on it, on the program. And the Debussy, of course, everyone knows that, and it's a very strong, you know, wonderful piece. Shostakovich Piano Quintet, an amazing scherzo, you know, just really, really something, particularly for the pianist. So, and the Brahms Piano Quartet is the most gorgeous slow movement with a big cello solo. So you see my connection with all these things. I look forward to it. It's a highlight, always has been a highlight for me to work with these young people.
Cellist Deborah Reeder of the Philadelphia Trio, co-founder of Music in the Mountains and producer of the Star Alumni Concert, to be held Sunday, August 14th at 4 o'clock at the David Dwyer Center in Eaglesmere in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania. For more information on the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts website, emfoa.org, emfoa.org, standing for Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts, and that phone number as well, area code 570-525-3176, 525-3176, to find out more about the Music in the Mountains Star Alumni Concert, Sunday, August 14th at 4 in the afternoon at the David Dwyer Center, LaPorte and Allegheny Avenues, and that is in Eaglesmere, hosted by the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts. For more information, on the web, emfoa.org, emfoa.org.